Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and God bless you, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints in light. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Stars of Heaven Network with yours truly, Lisa Marie. And what a blessing, honor, privilege it is to be with you on today. In the beautiful city of Chicago. It's a rainy one, but I'm here and the rain is fine with me. Yes, it is. It's cleansing the earth, and it is truly the sign of God's sovereignty and purity and all that good stuff, hallelujah, that pertain to life and godliness. And I tell you, I'm here on the Stars of Heaven Network, and I hope that your light is shining bright, bright, bright. I pray that you are fulfilling every purpose, every mandate, every appointment God has given to you to complete, finish. Hallelujah. And I am here today on Friday with something new. Something new, 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 new. And I am entitled it called Friday's Work Week Wrap-Up. Hallelujah. And I'm excited for the new spirit that I have, which brings a new energy. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm on a roll. I am really on a roll. I've been here almost every day this week with a broadcast, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I tell you, when the Lord comes to replenish us and he comes to impart to us, it should bring change. And when you have the open heaven, you live in the open heaven and the two loving gates of heaven, and you live in paradise, and you're eating from the tree of life, and you're drinking from the fountain of the living waters, you can't help but to be renewed, and you will also be changed, forever changed. And I'm here today to just share that expression with you, amen, that once you come in contact with Jesus, you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. I mean, he changes everything. And he said he's the way, the truth, and the life. And I tell you, most importantly, he got up. Yes, he did. He got up from the grave. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He ain't in the grave now. I serve a true and living God that's alive, that hears, that sees. Ooh, glory. I got to get to some scriptures. Because if I don't, I'll be having this whole broadcast full of just praising him, which is all right with me. Because I tell you, when I get off the air, I'm going to go singing in the rain and take care of some chores, and I'm going to put on my rain boots. I love my little rain boots. They're so cute. And I'm fine with that, because truly the Lord is like sweeping through the city. He really is. He's sweeping through the city. He swept through here. I mean, every morning when I declare my morning and I give the Lord my first fruits, I mean, he's so awesome. I mean, he does what he said he does. He said, if you open them to me, I'll come and sup with you. Amen. He'll come and tabernacle with us. Amen. And you shall be my people, and I am your God. And I tell you, I am truly the bride of Christ today. He is my husband, man. Father God so loves us. He so loves you, amen, with such a great passion that he gave his only begotten son. He came down in the likeness of sinful flesh, in the likeness of man, and redeemed us. And I'm excited on this afternoon to come and wrap this week up with what I promised you, coming from Revelation, the fifth chapter. So I'm here on this Friday to just wrap up the unsealing the seals and the invitation that he gave when he said, come and see. So I'm excited to bring this to you, and it's going to be a summation of what he said, of this book. And I kind of put an outline just to kind of get straight to the point, you know, so you can get the meat of it. So you can be blessed. Amen. As we move into this great year of 5778, and we see the closing of 2017, and I tell you, that's so divine. We're coming from 2017 to 2018. We came from 5777 to 5778. So I'm aligned. Are you aligned today? Are your houses aligned? Amen. Because I hope they are. Amen. And I just want to share something with you before I get into the message, because I was talking to a friend yesterday morning, and we were having a real interesting conversation about how important it is for you not to be partakers of another man's sins, amen? And when you partake of another man's sins, if you are holy and you're living right, or you're just in order with yourself, amen, you're not living in a place where you're opposing yourself by way of rebellion, because many people are really against themselves. And one thing that I've come to learn in my growth as a woman is that if I wasn't saved, if I didn't come into the knowledge of Jesus, I would still be who I am, because the seed of God in me made me that. And so being saved is just a super-duper bonus in the earth realm, amen? And I always said that I don't have to use my knowledge of God or the Lord to be myself, amen? I'm enough, amen? You're enough, amen? And I'm praising God for that. And I just thank God for who he created me to be. And I want you to celebrate who God created you to be. And the thing about that is for you to grow in that development in a safe place. And I tell you, while I'm walking in this 50-plus-1 day right now, I'm seeing, and I'm looking back on how the Lord covered my development as a woman, and I was able to aid him in that, in my obedience, amen. God knows I could have been married probably 2 or 3 times. I'm not frowning on anybody who has been married 2 or 3 times, but for me, as becoming a saint, I only want to do it one time, amen. And if I had gotten married and it didn't work and God covered it or whatever, that would have been fine. But I'm just thanking, praise God, that I have been able to fulfill God's word. And I know he's pleased with me. Amen. I know he's saying, well done. I know through the blessings of my life and the favor that he continues to show me and reveal to me and give me with himself and man, it's a testament to that. But to finish what I was saying about not being partaker of the man's sins, one thing I was discussing with my friend was how people have a victim mentality. And that goes back to the Facebook post I put on there about people who have a psychopathic behavior, a sociopathic behavior, and who cloak it with religion and spirituality. Inside, they're full of dead man bones. Inside, they're really a sin-sick soul. And you have to really be able to identify people like that, because either they carry a inferior complex about themselves or they act superior. And you know, God is a God of humility. I mean, whatever we do, we should do it in word and deed, and should do it in love, amen, and humility. And I was just sharing with my friend that it's important for you to know that when people come to you and they cloak themselves in such demonic dogma, you really have to identify these people, because they prey on people who don't know and have knowledge of the spiritual world. Amen. They prey on people who they can also, who they feel also is a victim. Amen. And I was just declaring and sharing with my friend, I'm not a victim of anything. Great is he that's in me, he is in the world. I might still need to be healed from some things, but I've already declared my healing by faith, because by his stripes I'm healed. And that's why I say by faith, and I'm healed by faith, because it's already done. I'm declaring the manifestation of it. So I just wanted to just add this nugget, you know, before I got into the message, that you need to beware of people who will come to you and try to victimize you and indoctrinate you and brainwash you, and even bring division, because that's something that I'm even dealing with where I live at. It's an evil spirit that and presence that's here where I live at that wants to fight, you know, and it's ruled by a Jezebel spirit, amen. And I was saying to my friend that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what your belief is, because it's ultimately going to be your reward or your demise, amen, and then we all should be able to live in love, 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 love. Love fulfills the law, hallelujah, love fulfills the law, and we can't do that and express that with other people unless we love ourselves. Right? I mean, it's like really simple. Amen. So I just wanted to say that, because as we move forward and we see and we behold, yes, we're beholding, whether you like it or not, whether you're with it or not, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, we are beholding the new heavens and the new earth that cometh down from heaven as a bride adorned for a husband. Amen. Adorned, dressed, decked. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you know, the bride on her day is always decked, right? She's always, you know, she's decked. She's great and glorious, amen. So that's what's happening right now. We're beholding it, amen. And that new heaven and new earth that's coming down from the heavens, as a bride is doing for a husband, is coming down to the replenishers of the earth. Hallelujah, to the replenishers of the earth, which is the bride of Christ, amen, and also to the meek, because the word of God says, and Jesus said, the meek shall inherit the earth. And again, I want to put you in remembrance, because as a saint, as a minister, one of the things that we do in exhorting one another in the body of Christ, in the hospital of faith, is putting you in remembrance. So I don't know, one thing God has always given me is the word. He's given me his word in such a volume. And to be able to recall it is not by, like, memory. God knows it's not by memory. The sleep issues I have, my memory is like. So, but that word is sowed in my spirit. And I tell you, that word, when it's sowed in your belly and in your spirit, he knows how to bring it up. He knows how to bring it up, amen, and knows how to give you that quick word of wisdom, words of knowledge, so that you can see what's going on. Now, the new heavens and the new earth is given to the replenish of the earth, who are given to reign in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all things are given. Because again, Father God committed all things to the Son, amen. And when he's given all things to the Son, he's given all things, what, to me and to you, amen. And so we are reigning in Christ's stead. And we do this by way of our adoption. We do this by way of our dual citizenship. And I want to just lay this foundation before I get into the message, because what you're going to see before the close of this broadcast is how important it is for you to know and understand that the kingdom of darkness and those who live in darkness, who choose darkness, as the word of God says, men love darkness, women love darkness, rather than light, at least they come to the light and they need to be reproved, which is how witchcraft works. Amen. People choose darkness and hide in darkness. They don't want to come to the light. They don't want their rebellious, evil, demonic deeds to be made manifest. So they do stuff in secret. They got whisperers, demonic whisperers, which brings division and strife and contention in the community, in the land. Amen. And God has set me, set you, and put us wherever you are in the earth to rebuke it and bind it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so his job is to kill, steal, and destroy, or at least attempt to kill, steal, and destroy the manifestation of this great day, amen, of the great day of the kingdom of heaven and God, which is now, amen. The Lord's prayer is, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that great day, this great day, is unveiled by our vocation, our gifts, and our talents. Now, in holy order, to do this, we must know how to govern. Amen. And you must know also that if you are receiving wrong doctrine, amen, wrong teaching, amen, this will be the thing that will forfeit the things that God has promised you, amen, has predestined for you, amen. And the thing that the Lord was showing me and sharing with me, and me sharing this with you, was that he said that many people are having their birthright forfeited, amen. Many people have forfeited, shall I say, their birthright, or they have sold it, amen. And he said either because they never knew what it is or was, amen, because they're too busy being locked into churching, amen, or just getting so caught up in the gifts and the talents that they never come into the fullness of the Godhead body by way of the holies of holies. And what he was saying to me was that it was either because they never knew it, or they never knew what it was, or they wanted something other than the great pearl of great price. Amen. So, you know, when we find the pearl of great price, which is the Lord, amen, when we seek for him with all our heart, he said, you shall find me. Once you find Christ, amen, which is the answer, he's the person, the thing that fills everything within us, amen. Because, again, what the word of God says is, what's in the world? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, amen. And so when I found Jesus, when I received him, when he sent his witness to me, and he was wooing me, amen, and was showing me that he was the God that I needed to serve. He was the God that would love me, amen. When Father God, you know, sent his minister to minister to me, the one thing he just wanted to do is just love me and heal me. And that's why I'm so passionate about the word of God and the gospel, because I am one who truly have been blessed by it, amen. There are some things that I'm still being healed from and delivered from, but present day, if I was to go to glory right now, I'm whole. I know that I'm going to heaven. Amen. I know that for a fact. Amen. And that's not because of anything that I'm doing. Amen. It's by his grace. Amen. So I wanted to say that, because as I'm moving to this message, it's important for you to understand that, first and foremost, if you're not saved, amen, today is the day of salvation. Amen. You can be saved today, even as I'm speaking. If you take a moment to say in your heart, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I open my heart to you. I believe that you came, that I am saved by your grace, and by your grace. And if I believe in that, not in my heart, you said I will be saved. You confess that right now, that he is Lord. You're saved right now. Amen. So, you know, salvation can happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We can be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm a witness of that. And so my thing is to live every day in the fullness of the Godhead body. Every day I try, my thing is to squeeze out as much of the Spirit of God as I can. And that comes by me keeping my mind on him, keeping a praise in my heart, every day watching as well as praying that I might not enter into temptation. Amen. Walking in my authority, amen. Him giving me eyes to see what's lurking, what's hiding, what's creeping around me. Glory be to God. Now, the thing that he said in me starting Revelation, the fifth chapter, was that he has committed his word to faithful men. That's first and foremost, to the faithful. And as I shared with you in a broadcast yesterday, you must be able to identify the harlot church, the great mother of harlot in her church from the true church. And that was the thing that God had delivered me from when I started Brothers of Christ Women's Ministries. I knew what the word of God says about the churches, but I was so busy caught up in the enemy, man, and those leaders or some things that was operating from those entities was preventing me from going into the holies of holies. And Jesus said, you don't go in, but you're going to prevent others to go in. Some people know that God is real. They know that he's a good God and a holy God. But because they don't want it, they will try to prevent truth from coming into it. And I simply said and got tired from going around that mountain, enough is enough. I'm taking mine. Amen. So now whatever I get and don't get is going to be solely on me. So when I stand before God in the white throne judgment, I ain't going to be able to say, Lord, well, Lord, I was sitting under so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so, he never recognized me, or she never recognized me. No, I don't have to say that. Amen? So I'm blessing and praising God for understanding that my crown, my rewards here on earth and in heaven is beaming, shining. Hallelujah. And, again, I'm not going to let nobody steal my crown, so you have to watch. Once you obtain, you have to watch to let no man steal your crown. Because some people are not serving God according to his righteousness and to receive the crown of life for him to say, well done. And many of them have turned aside to bribes and lies and merchandising. But to go on before this broadcast expires, let me read what I have in my notes. Because as we look upon Revelation 5, the unsealing of the seals, he was saying that in verse 1, this is a book that was written by St. John. And I tell you, he was a man that truly transcended. You know, you see John's elevation from a voice crying in the wilderness, repent, prepare you way to the Lord, to becoming the apostle, amen, who was exiled on the island of Patmos. Amen. Which the enemy thought he was doing it as an evil act, but it turned out to be good because look what we have, Revelation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it. I turned it for good. That's the power we have, the power I have. Amen. Nothing will work in my realms, amen, my queendom, without being holy. So must be brought in order. Must be brought in order. Amen. Now, it says, having seen God's awesome hand, and seeing Father God's glorious throne, John's attention was now drawn to the scroll, amen, in the Father's hand, amen, and again, the Lord opened his spiritual eyes for him to be able to see this. And this is the thing that the Lord was saying to me when he gave me this. He said, I'm giving you the invitation. I'm extending the invitation for you to come up hither so you can see these things. Amen. And now more than ever, we need to have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to discern what's going on. Amen. And I tell you, a lot of things I would not know. I would not know unless the Lord revealed it to me. Amen. And the responsibility and the charge that we have as prophets. Amen. As messengers of the gospel, is living holy. Amen. Making sure our atmosphere is pure and our realms is clear. Amen. So that he can show us these things. Amen. But he says that his attention turned to the scroll that was in the Father's hand, and the seals that was initiating God's judgment. Amen. And the thing that I love about this is that the proclamation of it was of the earth in preparing for God's direct rule. Amen. So when he gave me this, he said, when he gave me Revelation 5, he said, this is marks the beginning of the new era. He said, when you begin to minister on this and when you release this by way of revelation, which is about me, by the way. When we receive revelation, it's revelation about Jesus, not just about knowledge of him or prophetic events. My revelation comes by way of communion with the Father and with the Son and Holy Spirit, amen, by relationship. Let me say that. Because, again, when we have to prepare for God, he's going to know where we got stuff from, amen. And if we have not birthed things, if we have not speaking things prophetically because by relationship, because he revealed it, it's going to be a great woe. So I just wanted to say that. Now, John's focus in seeing what was in the Father's hand, which details the throne and the king and the living creatures and the elders, which lays upon the right hand of God, of him who sat on the throne. Amen. And so I share with you about the left hand, all those who are on the left hand, which is the goats and the tares, those who represent the world, and those who are just going after filthy lucre. As the Lord shared with me, those are the ones who are causing problems. So, you know, that left hand, amen, which represents the world, you got to be aware of that. And there's that's where the great mother harlots have those merchants supporting her. So you got to be careful of that if you're part of the harlot church. One big indication of being part of the harlot church is merchandising. Amen. And I'm not saying that we can't promote our ministries and whatever. That's great because that's part of our inheritance and possession is to have businesses. I'm saying when you fall off and you become unanointed or it kills the anointing and that's all you are after every day, you don't see any ministry being done, and there's nobody being healed except being delivered. You're not preaching the truth of the gospel. And what takes center stage is just marketplace. That's a problem. We say that. So what's at the right hand of God, in which I'm speaking about, is his judgment. Amen. Is those who are sit on his right hand, who the Lord, who God has given to Jesus, committed to Jesus, who Jesus said, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those who are in the world. I'm talking about those people, right-handed people, myself, amen, who do his business, amen, make his decrees, man, manifest his presence every day in my life, amen. You, amen. So I just want to make that clear. Now, this place is what? The holies of holies, amen. And so John was behind the veil. The Lord took him beyond the veil, so he could really see what was really going on, amen. It wasn't good. It wasn't good because he talks about the beast that he saw and the beast that ran up that rode upon the beast, a famine and death, and those are the things that the Lord is even speaking with me about now, how to identify different entities in the earth realm, even with those who's trying to get up with those entities. I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff people give credit to the devil. No, a lot of them are just his imps. You know, people who want to be a part of that because they want to be hell of a. Let me just keep it real. People who want to be like being hell of a. And they think that's going to get them somewhere. And, you know, they try to release hell. They release hell through all type of stuff. But we, me and you, as the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, must quench every fiery dart of the devil by way of knowing about these prophetic events, amen. So I can't read all of it in this broadcast. That's why I said it's going to be a summation, because in your own time, I really want you to take time to look at this, because it talks about the apocalypse, and whether you want to know it, accept it or not, it's here. It's happening. It's unveiling. It's unfolding. It's unfolding, amen. And so the thing that he wanted me to really bring out in unsealing the seals is, yes, he's given John and the elders and those who are in the book of Revelation the power to unseal the seals, but it's some, very few also that he's giving this revelation to, amen, that he's unveiling it to, and who will have the power to stop certain events from happening upon the earth, as it said in Revelation about the what? Two witnesses. Amen. So the two witnesses can be 100 people, and God divides 100 into 50, and it makes two. So it's two witnesses for sure. Amen. But I'm not going to get all in all that. I'm going to stay focused on my notes that I want to say anything that he ain't told me to say. But let me go back to what he was saying about the apocalypse, because right now the thing the Lord is really dealing with me about is really praying for the souls, the innocent souls who cannot identify the trickery of Jezebel, amen, the deceit of Jezebel, because again, God came and he sent Jesus to die, but again, God left the care to the church to his mother, amen. And so the revelation talks about the new Eve, and it talks about the great mother of harlot, amen. And so you must be able to identify that. And my prayers is for those that, even where I'm living at, I'm praying, because I see the deception. I see the trickery, the lying tongue, the deceitful tongue that's speaking all this vile, evil, division stuff to try to get these innocent souls caught up, amen. And it manifests in deception, and it's sad, really sad, amen, because, you know, the enemy, he wants souls. Jezebel wants souls, amen. And I've already declared, you know, you're not going to get it at my expense. And I've been dealing with this evil spirit that wants to defame our character, amen, intrude in our personal lives, just to exalt the agenda of something that's vain. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that and share what right now he has me doing by way of praying for the innocent. Because the word of God says that the son of perdition, the woman of perdition, the attempt is to blind the minds of those who would believe. Amen. Our souls is always hungry for the Lord. Amen. And that's why it's real dangerous, as I said at the top of the broadcast, to be a partaker of another man's sins when you don't know what they're operating out of. Amen. And one thing you should know, anybody should know, which is common sense, if somebody is speaking evil, bringing division, it's of the devil. Amen. You should know that, unless you have evil and going on in your heart and you're part of evil. So spirit, no spirit. And how can Satan cast out Satan? So, but I'm referring to those who really, really, really have families, who are married, because the devil and Jezebel comes to, this Jezebel spirit comes to destroy families. Amen. And it's intrusive. It's by deception, amen. It's a false front, amen. And it's a deliberate deceit to use people's personalities and use their way of thinking to try to sway you. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm doing right now. God has me really praying for these souls that even in my realm where I live at, and I'm praying for them. And that's why the Lord was sharing with me that it's important for you where you are to pray, because it's all about souls, amen. And you might not ever give them a word, amen, but my life, your life, is a living epistle read of men, amen. And that's why it's so important for you to live holy right where you are, and that this is not really about just getting on a platform or pulpit or getting an invitation to preach. Your life will preach, amen. And people are watching. I know people are watching me. Amen. I got 76 people right now that's listening to this broadcast. Amen. And some probably of the devil, but glory, thank you for tuning in. You will be held accountable for everything that you're hearing right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because the Lord said he takes the wise in their own craftiness. Amen. And so I just like roasting them. I just love roasting the devil and his imps, because they're losers. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's why I'm thinking and praising God that he's put the bride on the forefront. Amen. I don't have to do things in secret. I don't have to be deceitful and cunning and whispering and all this crazy evil stuff. Amen. He said the righteous is bold as a lion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just praising and thanking God right now for what he's saying right now in Revelation, because Revelation is like the glue, amen. Having scriptures and speaking the word of God is is wonderful. Amen. But if you're not speaking the word of God by the Ruach of God, by being filled with the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be of no avail. Amen. We need the fire of God today. We need the power of God today. Amen. To be able to open some things up, for him to open some things up to us. Amen. As I gave you in my little picture here, the keys. Amen. He's given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And he said, well, so you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. So with the few minutes I have remaining on this broadcast, I want to charge you, amen, to let God stretch you. I'm compelling you. I'm decreeing to you. I'm declaring to you. And I'm giving you this command as believers, amen, to let God stretch you, amen, that I pray that God will give you a new hunger and a new thirst. Amen. And because there's nothing worse than a person getting full. Amen. Jesus said, the word of God says that they became full. Amen. I want everybody to get so full that I'm not hungry for God anymore. And unfortunately, many people are trying to use money, fame, sex, and all this stuff to try to get filled. It's not going to happen. Amen. And so the last thing you want to do if you're a believer is allow the devil to sift you. Amen. And empty you. Amen. So we have to be careful. Amen. And in this day, I thank God for the new evangelism and how it's unveiling by way of intercession. And this is a great work that God has called me to do. And I ask you to continue to pray for me. Amen. Even where I live at, that God will continue to sweep through here. Amen. That God will uproot. Amen. I'm declaring the eviction of some things, the exodus of some things that should not be here, that's operating, amen, that will try to pervert and twist the minds, amen. The enemy tries to get into everything. You know, he'll try to get into leadership. He'll try to get into management. And I'm saying not so, amen, not so. And he's exposing this stuff, amen, because it erodes families, amen. Remember, the Lord birth families, amen. My prayer and my warfare is about families, keeping families together. And when you have people in the community, people who, even where you live at, that are doing things deliberately and purposely that will put you even in danger, natural danger, amen, you have to pray about those things, amen. Ask God to show you what to do and have boldness and courage in doing it, amen. So as I close the broadcast, I just want to quickly remind you that in Revelation, the fifth chapter, that in the new heaven and new earth, he said that there'll be no more weeping. Amen. And the thing about living a pure and holy life and living in the third heavens, living from the place of the holies of holies, amen, and living from the place of kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, you have to press into it. Amen. It's going to be a press because of the principalities and powers and the things that are happening in the second heaven. And the thing that God showed me is that he will give you, he is interceding for us. Amen. And that his intercession is coming by way of his angelic angels and angelic armies to give us a new opening, a new door, amen, which he is, amen. So my prayer for you is that you walk in the spirit, that the Lord first will open that door through your intercession. I decree and declare that the manifestation of your help, amen, will come forth in every area of your life, business, amen, marriage, family, salvation of your loved ones, amen, healing, any healing you might need from any wounds of the past, amen. Any old past wounds that would trigger any traumas, that would trigger you operating out of a spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness, amen. It's really important for you also to forgive, amen, and know that you have to continue onward in prayer and fasting, amen, and to know that what the seven spirits of God are being sent forth into all the earth. Amen. And again, the seventh spirit is his eyes. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. Nothing escapes him. And that's why it's so important to live in the spirit and pray in the spirit. Amen. When I pray in the spirit and I push beyond this flesh, he takes me to realms and let me see things that I normally wouldn't see. Amen. And that's ripping the veil. Amen. Amen. So his spirit is ready. His eyes going to and fro in the whole earth willing to show himself stronger on behalf of those that love him. Amen. And again, the seventh spirit of God, which his name is Elroy, see all and know all. Amen. And so we have to pray against the spirit of pride, because the wicked in their pride have made some decrees. The wicked in their anger, in their jealousy, which turns to murdering, because the word of God said he that hated his brother is a murderer, will attempt to block and stop the liberty, hallelujah, the liberty in which he had made us free, man. And he even said that some would try to spy out your liberty. So I decree and declare, and I pray that you will make sure that nothing will stop the liberty and the light of Christ from shining in your life, amen. The word of God says we're a city. We are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid, amen. And so the word of God says that the darkness, the light shines through the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. People are not going to understand the ways of the Lord. They can't understand it because, why? It's spiritually discerned. So I pray even for a new discernment, amen. So I pray that the Lord will put a what? New song. Hallelujah. Hey, the Lord will put a new song in your heart. Amen. And that he will open himself up to you. Amen. Because Jesus Christ himself is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. And in your community with him, and even in my praying for you, that God will give you divine visitation. Amen. I pray for my audience often. I pray that God would give you a divine invitation. Amen, and visitation, and visit you. And to do that, you have to prepare the way for him to do that, amen. And that's by way of your home, cleaning up, by way of repentance and forgiveness, whatever he tells you to do. But expect, hallelujah, a visitation from the Lord, amen. I'm praying for those of you who pray for me, and even those who don't pray for me, who hate me, I'm praying for you anyway. I'm praying that God will keep you, hallelujah, keep you, that he keep his banner over you, amen. Pray a hedge of protection around you and your family, hallelujah. I decree and declare safe travels to and fro as you travel, that the angelic angels, the archangels, amen, and the archangels are with you, amen. I release them over your family, I release them over everything you do, and I decree and declare your treasures, your inheritance, your birthright, amen. You will hold it. You will keep it, amen. And that your birthright will speak in the earth realm, amen. So, again, he says, come and see, amen. And behold all the wonderful things that I have for you, amen. And know that I'm praying for you, and I pray that you pray for me. And I will be back, if not tomorrow, Sunday. I pray you will have a beautiful evening a beautiful Sabbath. Amen. The Lord out Sabbath. I hope you do something out of the ordinary. Amen. That will bring you joy on the Lord out Sabbath. Peace, blessings, and much love.